Continuing with holiday gifts and greetings, Mitzvah, today we're going to discuss about giving and receiving non-Jewish wine. So, stam yinam literally means their ordinary wine. So, this is wine which was made by a non-Jew, or it could even have been kosher wine that just wasn't mevushel, and then it was handled by a non-Jew. So, once you got the status of stam yinam, then the mechaber in Yerider, Simon Kuf Chaf Gimel, Sif Aleph, paskens that it's also to have any sort of hanah from stam yinam. We'll see in a minute why. Any hanah is asa, so it comes out even if we're not drinking it, it's still going to be asa. The Ramah says over there that it's a gazera because it may have been used for avodah zarah, meaning there's an issa called yayin nesach, which is if itaka was used for avodah zarah. And stam yinam, the Ramah says, there's a chashash that it may have been used. So the Shach says like this. The Shach says that this is a gezeira, number one, and then he brings another reason. He says there's another reason why Chazal asked stam yinam, and that's because of chasnos, because it might lead to intermarriage. And the Taz says the same thing. So it comes out there's two issues. There's intermarriage, and also the chashash that it was used for avodah zarah. Okay. Now, what about where there's no concern that it was used for avodah zarah? What happens if that concern is just not applicable? In that case, it would be mutter to have hanah, for example, by giving it as a gift to a non-Jew. So the Ramah, again, in the same place, brings down the opinion that nowadays, when the Nachrim, the non-Jews, are generally not doing wine libations for avodah zarah, then it would be mutter to have hanah from stam yinam, even though it's also to drink it still, but it would be mutter to have hanah. And he says this would include, for example, accepting wine as payment for a debt in order to avoid a financial loss, because that's the only way he can pay you. And he says the same would be true of all other types of financial loss. For example, if a person goes ahead and buys a batch of wine and then realizes it's stam yinam, and now he's going to stand to lose money if he doesn't sell it, then he'll be able to sell it. But again, he says this opinion that allows the hanah, it's only b'dievet, but a person, he says, should not be involved in buying and selling the non-Jewish wine for profit. Shouldn't be making a business about it, but once he's got it, then he's allowed to make sure he doesn't lose out and go ahead and sell it. Okay, the Ramah does also quote that there are some opinions that even allow business, but he says certainly a person should be strict regarding business. So it comes out the Ramah is bringing opinions that nowadays, once a person has it in his rishus, although he shouldn't be buying it, once he has it in rishus, then he can give it away. Now the Chachmas Adam does mention this lenient psak of the Ramah that says that most poskim still forbid even hanah from stam yinam today, and he says that a bar nefesh should be machmir and he'll be successful. So just to summarize, there is a Ramah who does say that nowadays, b'dieved, if it's in a person's rishus, then he can avoid financial loss, so sell it, or even receive it as payment, if that's any sort of payment. But the Chacham Sadam says that nowadays, a bar nefesh should be machmeh. Rav Daniel Neustadt says a summary for nowadays. He says that a vadu shouldn't be purchasing non-kosher wine to give as a gift. And he says, really, if we receive it from someone else, then ideally we shouldn't be re-gifting it either. But he says if there's any sort of big financial loss, then one should speak thereof, because as mentioned, there are more who says Me'ikadin, it is mutter to avoid financial loss, and it'll be mutter if you've received it to then give it on. It's just the Chacham Sadam says that ideally one should be machmir, so therefore a person should ask a shayla in those situations.